The View co-host Alyssa Farah, torched by the woman she replaced, doesn't represent any Republican woman in America. By Warner Todd Houston on March 4, 2025. Meghan McCain took to her social media on Monday to blast ABC's The View Republican co-host Alyssa Farah and said that Farah does not represent any center-right women anywhere in America. Farah replaced McCain as the show's one and only center-right panelist. But McCain appears to believe that Farah is a left-winger masquerading as a Republican. On Monday, Farah had posted a message to X, taking Republicans to task for supporting Tulsi Gabbard's nomination to the office of the Director of National Intelligence, ODNI, saying, "How serious Republicans supported Tulsi Gabbard for ODNI is beyond me." McCain, who is a Gabbard supporter, reposted Farah's attack on the now-confirmed ODNI chief and lashed out at Farah in a return jab. "How anyone thinks you represent any Republican woman in America is beyond me," McCain blasted. "How anyone thinks you represent any Republican woman in America is beyond me." Meghan McCain, at Meghan McCain, March 3, 2025. McCain, the daughter of moderate Republican Senator John McCain, left The View in 2021 after constantly finding herself at odds with her extreme co-hosts. After her departure, Farah was brought on to replace McCain as the voice of opposition to the extreme, far-leftism of the rest of the show's panelists. For her part, McCain has been a staunch supporter of Gabbard and was a vocal advocate for Gabbard to take Trump's appointment at ODNI. In fact, McCain is so passionate as a Gabbard supporter that she pledged to make it a personal mission to campaign against every Republican senator who voted against Gabbard's confirmation last month. "Any senator who votes against a Tulsi Gabbard for DNI isn't just going to have a problem with McGahn Trump. I will make it my personal mission to help campaign and fundraise against you in your next election. And my people are probably a lot like their people," McCain wrote on X on February 1. "Any senator who votes against a Tulsi Gabbard for DNI isn't just going to have a problem with McGahn Trump. I will make it my personal mission to help campaign and fundraise against you in your next election. And my people are probably a lot like their people." Meghan McCain, at Meghan McCain, February 1, 2025. Gabbard faced a lot of smears and lies launched by Democrats and the media after she was nominated for ODNI. But several former intelligence officials came out in defense of Gabbard, saying she puts party loyalty far behind duty to country. The one-time Hawaii Democrat and lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserve has also received support from over 1,000 veterans who signed a letter supporting President Donald Trump's nomination of her as the Director of National Intelligence. Gabbard quit the Democrat Party in 2022 and later formally became a Republican. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, X at WT Houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.